Okay. We accidentally hung up.
And yeah, my fumble fingers did it.
Fumble fingers here did it. Anyways.
Is this the exit?
I may not be that smart, David, but I'm not stupid. Anyways. So we're going to do the Ron Paul update now. This is part two of our Scrap Go Scrap podcast. We may or may not do a DD&D podcast afterwards, but here goes Ron Paul. Soon as I get on the highway here, and can look it up. And away we go. Wrong option. Hang on.
We're working on it.
Working on the railroad. Not really. Ron Paul.
November 12th. It's not often that U.S. government officials are honest when they talk about our foreign policy. The unprovoked attack on Iraq was called a liberation. The 2011 U.S.-led destruction of Libya was a humanitarian intervention, and so on. So in a way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was refreshingly honest last week when speaking about newly imposed U.S. sanctions. He told the BBC that the Iranian leadership has to make a decision that they want their people to eat. It was an honest admission that new U.S. sanctions are designed to starve Iranians unless the Iranian leadership accepts U.S. demands. His statement also reveals the length to which the neocons are willing to go to get their regime change in Iran. Just like then, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said it was worth it that 500,000 Iraqi children died because of our sanctions on that country. Pompeo is letting us know that a few million dead Iranians is also worth it if the government in Tehran can be overthrown. The U.S. Secretary of State has demanded that Iran act like a normal country. U.S. would continue to pressure until Iran's economy crumples. How twisted is the U.S. foreign policy that Washington considers it normal to impose sanctions specifically designed to make life miserable, or worse, for civilians? Is it normal to threaten millions of people with starvation if their leaders refuse to bow down to U.S. demands? Is the neoconservative obsession with regime change normal behavior? Is training and arming al-Qaeda in Syria to overthrow Assad normal behavior? If so, then perhaps Washington's neocons have a point. As Iran is not imposing sanctions, is not invading its neighbors, is not threatening to starve millions of Americans unless Washington is regime change, perhaps Iran is not acting normal. So what is normal? The continued Saudi genocide in Yemen does not bother Washington a bit. In fact, Saudi aggression in Yemen is viewed as just another opportunity to strike out at Iran. By making phony claims that Yemen Houthis are Iran-backed, the U.S. government justifies literally handing the Saudis the bombs to drop on Yemeni school buses while claiming it is fighting Iranian-backed terrorism. Is that normal? Millions of Yemenis face starvation after 3 years of Saudi attacks have destroyed their economy, and a Saudi blockade prohibits aid from reaching the suffering victims. But Secretary Pompeo recently blamed Yemeni starvation on, you guessed it, Iran. And in a shocking display of cynicism, the U.S. government is reportedly considering listing Yemen's Houthis as terrorist organization for the crime of fighting back against Saudi and U.S. aggression. Labeling the Yemeni resistance as a terrorist organization would effectively legalize the ongoing Saudi destruction of Yemen, as it could be justified as just another battle in the war on terror. It would also falsely identify the real culprits in Yemen tragedy as Iran, which is reportedly and falsely called the number one sponsor of terrorism by Pompeo and the rest of the Trump administration neocons. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the